The phrase "viruses of the mind" is a powerful metaphor for the hidden beliefs, assumptions, and mental scripts that influence our lives from behind the scenes. Just as a computer virus can quietly enter a system, hide in the background, and disrupt performance without obvious warning, harmful beliefs can embed themselves in our thinkings and quietly shape our decisions. These mental viruses are often not chosen intentionally. Many are installed through the early experiences, cultural conditioning, fear-based messaging, or repeated exposure to negative narratives. And like computer viruses, they can spread, multiply, and damage our potential if we never learn to detect and remove them. The danger of a mind virus is that it often feels like truth. It can sound like your own voice, but it may actually be inherited programming. A belief such as, "I'm not good enough," "success is for other people," or "I always mess things up" may not be based on reality. It may be based on a childhood moment, a critical parent, a harsh teacher, or a painful experience that left an emotional imprint. Over time, the belief becomes automatic. It stops being a thought and starts feeling like an identity. When that happens, it doesn't just affect how we think. It affects what we attempt, what we avoid, and what we accept as possible. This matters because belief, action, and results are intertwined. What we believe influences what we do, and what we do shapes what we get. If someone believes they are unworthy, they may tolerate unhealthy relationships or fail to advocate for themselves. If someone believes failure is humiliating, they may avoid taking risks, which limits growth. If someone believes they must be perfect to be loved, they may live with constant anxiety and procrastination. In each case, the belief becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It guides behavior. Behavior produces outcomes, and outcomes reinforce the original belief. The virus strengthens itself. What makes these mental viruses especially harmful is that they don't always look negative on the surface. Some appear responsible or realistic, like "don't get your hopes up," "be practical," or "play it safe." While caution has its place, these beliefs can become cages when they block creativity, ambition, or self-trust. A mind virus often disguises itself as protection, but its real effect is limitation. It keeps us small, safe, and stuck. The solution is not denial or blind positivity. The solution is awareness and discernment. Just as you would run antivirus software to scan for threats, you can scan your thinking for damaging patterns. Ask yourself, is this belief true? Where did I learn it? What has it cost me? Who would I be without it? Even core beliefs deserve review because many of them were formed long before you had the maturity to evaluate them. Mental scrubbing means consciously updating your inner operating system so it matches the person you want to become, not the fears you learn to carry. Scrubbing your brain is an act of self-respect. It means taking ownership of your mindset and choosing beliefs that produce strength, courage, and growth. You don't need to erase your past, but you can refuse to let outdated programming run your future. When you remove mind viruses, you create space for new possibilities. And one day, you will look back and realize, the greatest freedom you gained was not outside you, it was within you. You will thank yourself. You will thank.